Thanks to Ian Happ, Steve Stone, for joining us today. Thanks to everybody who participated in round two of Who's Your Guy. We'll be doing more throughout the week. Thanks to Diaz, Studzinski, Fryer, O'Donnell, and Lapka for all the stuff that they do. And now it's time for the Parkins and Spiegel Show with Danny Parkins and Big Ant Heron. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, guys? How are you? Good Seder?
Yes, thank you. Did you do anything at your house?
No.
No?
Yeah, no. No Seder. We'll do, I was talking to my mom. We're going to do one next year. Boys will be old enough. Right. She'll host, or at least Owen will be old enough to remember it. No organized religion in my house, but we'll outsource it to grandparents.
Do you cook? I mean, I know you've worked in restaurants, but do you actually, like,
I'm adding,
you dabble?
I'm adding things. I've gotten better since Shane has been my EP. He'll send me recipes. I made a great ribeye for myself over the weekend. I've gotten pretty good at my chicken parm. I've made that to my liking. So I'm grill a ton in the summer, grill multiple times a week in the summer. So, you know, I'm getting better at it, but it was not something I used to in Kansas City, like when I'm in my 20s, like 14 meals a week eating out. No breakfast, then lunch and dinner eating out. Yeah. Just never have to do the dishes. Just eat out of the to-go compartment. It's great.
Or you do what I did when I lived in Rockford. I only had one dish.
Amazing.
I have one plate. Yeah. I had a knife and a fork.
No spoon.
And a I did have a spoon.
Spork.
Right. And then I would, you know, sometimes I'd wash the plate, sometimes I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But that was plate.
Awesome.
Which now that when running a household, when you have kids, I have threatened that before. I have threatened like prison, like you have a cup.
You threaten prison, period.
I've threatened the way like you're gonna have a cup. And that's your cup, and you wash it out. And that's when you have a liquid that you want to drink, you have your cup. And you will have a plate, a fork, and like you're on a camping trip. You got your mess kit.
Sure.
And you take care of it. Yeah. And that way the dishes don't pile up the sink.
How'd that work?
I threatened it.
Exactly. It was an empty threat.
I never followed through on it.
Very empty threat.
I mean, I stick to, like, I'll use the same coffee cup all week and not wash it out.
You're a disgusting person.
I just, you know.
I'll do that on consecutive days because I usually have one cup of coffee every day. It's in the afternoon. Like, I'll rinse it and then just sit it on the counter. And
why rinse it? It's just dried
coffee.
I'll do it all week,
but I'll do it the next day.
But then the dried coffee reconstitutes and it makes you, you know, it's still there. Yeah, and I'll pour the previous day's, like, cold coffee, whatever wasn't consumed, I'll pour in the cup and I'll leave the cup there. When I set out the next morning's coffee, and I'll just
why?
Because I'll drink it the next morning.
And it'll get hot by pouring in hot coffee on top of it?
It's cold.
But it's room temperature.
Yeah.
It's not cold.
Right.
Tepid coffee.
Yes, it's room temperature. Refrigerator.
Yeah, just leave it there.
Okay.
It's coffee. What's going to happen to coffee?
I don't think anything's going to happen to coffee.
I mean, stuff could fly into it, crawl into it.
Protein. That is just protein-enriched coffee.
As a part of your menu yesterday, just some additional protein.
Coffee.
Sure, whatever. It's just, it's there.
It's for closers.
Right? So why bother washing the cup out if you're going to pour it in anyway? Drink it, set it down, and then the cycle repeats.
All right.
Circle of life. Coffee life.
I don't know. It just makes it easier.
So, yeah, I cook, but not for 25 people. That's intimidating.
Like, do you do any traditional stuff like he was doing?
No. No. Like, you're doing, like, Haroset and no no
do you
meat,
hope to
meat fish veggies
whatever you need
smoothie in the morning
and you got little ones and they eat dino nuggets
they're so good the morning is I do breakfast and so it's either waffles pancakes or scrambled eggs
waffles
every day
do they dip the dino nuggets
Eli goes he calls it chup is
ketchup,
is ketchup yeah You solved the riddle.
Wow. That's why you're so good at the crosswords.
No, it's balsamic vinaigrette.
It's aioli.
And then Owen, he varies. Sometimes he'll try the barbecue sauce or the ranch or the ketchup, but sometimes he decides that he just wants to shovel them into his mouth and eat them plain. I'm like, dude, we're not taking them from you. You can eat one nugget at a time.
Unlike Dan's house, that isn't prison. You're going to be having as much of the nuggets as you can
eat. Take your time.
Is that a second kid thing?
Well, Owen's the older kid.
Oh, no, excuse me. Yeah. I just wonder, like, when the second kid arrives, is there, like, a theory of finite amount of food?
He's going to take my chicken nuggets.
Right. Yeah. That's what I wonder. It's like, okay, wait a second here.
Owen is out here going, these immigrants are going to take your jobs.
Exactly.
This kid is eating my food.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. The one who's the most disappointed with the second kid was Omar, was the dog. Okay. He's like, how much less attention can I get?
Yeah,
he's just outraged.
Does he get it from the kids much yet?
Yeah, he gets attention from the kid, but he's just outraged by the whole operation. Because okay. he used to be the star of the show.
Yeah,
and now I mean it's
he's background
featured dude, role. Like how dude. Much? How far I, down the pecking order? Is
honestly, we're fenced in out back, so we just open the back door.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
So he may run away at some point.
It has happened.
there may come a time where he doesn't come back.
He's been gone for like 30 minutes before. Sucks. It's a real stressor.
Does he come back or did you go find him?
We found him. So yeah, we invested like the air tag and the whole thing.
He was trying to escape then.
He was trying to get out.
Yeah. We found him in the woods area, just like 6 feet into the woods, sitting down, laying around. He's a lazy ass dog. So
I ran away.
Yeah, I ran away.
Like, I made it.
Yeah. He got me. Now what?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
You found me.
But I mean, there's like, you know.
I guess I'll come back.
There's coyotes out there.
Exactly. Yeah. There's the occasional coyote. There's a fox. Like,
is Omar a formidable dog?
Like, no.
No? Okay.
No. I mean, he's like a 30-pound corgi terrier thing. So, I mean, he'd put up a fight for like a minute. You know what I mean? But yeah, he'd lose.
Yeah, coyotes do not mess around.
You're not a tiny guy, but you're not going to take a lot of folks out or anything.
No, yeah. He's not going to win. Okay. He will lose to the coyote for sure. So yeah, we don't want that to happen. But Eli can open the door, the 2-year-old. So now like the doors are always locked. Like sometimes we're like, should we set the alarm when we're all like awake at 2 a.m. in case he unlocks the door? Because yeah, Eli has let Omar out multiple times.
Eli's like, okay, Omar, if you're so unhappy here, go.
Exactly.
That was the age that Zoe locked me out.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
When she learned how to sort of open, and I was out on the porch off of our bedroom.
Yeah,
just reading, and I saw Zoe wave.
How old?
She was 2.5.
Yeah,
and she kind of just waved.
Prime escaping age.
And then she opened the door and she's like, "Hi, Daddy." Hi. She closed the door.
Closed the door and locked it
and left.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's that. And then you start thinking, okay, if I had to jump, like, will I break both bones in my leg? Like, can I roll?
Careful, Kid Cudi.
What if I hang and then
drop?
And then kind of jump? I'm like, no, probably not that either.
Yeah.
And
so how long did you wait?
I banged on the window and finally waved her back around and just pantomimed flipping.
Unlocking it?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, yeah, you. Yeah,
I remember you.
You feed me.
Oh, you're out here. Yeah. I thought you had been missing.
Did you guys see the video of Kid Cudi breaking his foot?
I didn't.
No.
I saw it. Yeah. Yikes.
It's bad. He was on stage and he clearly wanted to like jump down, but he fell like twice before he jumped, and the jump couldn't have been more. Like, if you were going to say, show me a video of someone jumping and knowing that they're going to break something, it would have been this video. He's like,
I'm looking at it.
He's like, awkward and just fell and just fell to pieces.
Yeah.
Well, Kid Cudi's a man. He's 40. He should stop doing
that. He should really stop doing that. But it was like, it was a Dick Van Dyke-esque, like, pratfall.
Oh, my God.
See?
Yeah, that's...
Why would you even jump at that point?
He like couldn't even handle the step.
Yes.
He like couldn't even handle the step down from this like mini riser.
Is he laughing at himself because of how awful it was?
He should be.
Is he on drugs?
It's possible.
Are you on drugs?
He's at Coachella? Okay, then yeah, he's rolling. He has to be on Molly or like, you know what I mean? Like those stairs had to have dragons on them.
He recognizes how terrible it is, and even though he's fractured his ankle, he's just laughing at himself.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably.
Classic MDMA response. That guy is rolling and tripping his face off.
He's not even trying to plant his feet. Looks like a cartoon character. He splays his legs out on the way down. Who tries to land like that?
That's not amazing. A sober man.
It's amazing when you see him, you're like,
That's drugs.
Jumping wasn't a good idea at all.
Yeah, that's a man who thought he could fly.
Movie. Did you see the new House Party movie?
No.
He's hilarious in that movie. He really is. I mean, you know, it does enough justice to the original House Party, but his role, character in that movie is amazing.
He's a good actor. He's done some stuff before.
It showed in that movie.
He's in that movie with Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Paul's first post Breaking Bad venture that was terrible. It was not good, but he was in it.
Is it the one where he's like a race car driver?
The Need for Speed or whatever it was. Yeah. I believe Kid Cudi was.
Kid Cudi's in that?
I think Cudi. I remember interviewing Solange's him. Solange's first video too. The Other Night, Why? Tony is the name of the song.
Okay.
And he was in that playing her beloved because she had a baby very young. And so she wrote a song about it. And I thought he did a great job of conveying like the terror of being 17 and being like, you about to have a baby.
Right.
It's scary in your 30s.
I was going to say, that terror never goes away.
I'm sure it's worse at 17. I at least had health insurance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But and a wife.
Yeah, right. No, it was a plan. Still terrifying. Yeah,
but the terror only increases. Wait till they're driving.
See, that's the part where I'm surprised you didn't freak out. Not about you being locked out, but her being locked in.
It's obviously both, but she wasn't that kid. She was almost responsible to a fault.
She just climb up on the couch and be like, "All right, I'm here now."
Right, start doing taxes.
Yeah, if it were the other one at the same age, forget it.
Not to gender stereotype, but they say like girls are easier, younger, harder as they age. Boy, having a 4 and a 2-year-old boy. Every day, Steph, myself.
It's an encounter with death.
Yeah. Either every day, Steph, myself, or the nanny childcare saves their life.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, Owen can jump off the second stair, right? Like, we got.
Into a puddle.
It's
Yay!
14 stairs from top to bottom, whatever. And so he'll be like, Eli, jump. And Eli can, like, walk up the stairs walking down. He needs me to hold his hand. But I'm, like, the 10th stair, this dummy 2-year-old kid, it's like, oh, my brother said jump. He tried to jump 10 stairs. I'm not holding his hand, you're going to break every bone in your body.
As a younger brother, I can tell you, had Braxton made any sort of suggestion to me, I was doing it.
Yeah.
He's like, and that's how you end up. In a laundry basket, going down the stairs.
Oh, been there. Yeah. As the youngest of 4, I've been there repeatedly. Back when I could fit in laundry baskets.
I used to love it. My cousins, you know, the 2 boys, watching them, they have the same difference in age that I have with my sister. But the stuff that Adam could do to Brian when he was little, I would just love it. Like, wow, he'll just do this stuff? It's like, yeah. So, you know, the laundry chute. He would say, Brian, put your face at the bottom of the laundry chute. Okay. Like, we're going to just drop things.
Yeah, drop toys.
Right. It was like a piece of paper.
You figure out what's worth getting out of the way.
And then it was like a Nerf ball. And
iron.
Takes a bar of soap. I'll never forget it. It was zest. It was a wrapped.
Oh my God.
It was a wrapped bar of zest.
You're not
so
back
when they were full size.
Didn't just let it go. Just winged it.
Terminal velocity wasn't enough. He
right
needed
in
to
his
throw
face.
It.
Down.
To be clear, these are the blacks, right?
Yes, they are the blacks. Like right in his face. I'm like, wow. You could do that to your sibling. That's kind of awesome.
We got to go because we got Nico Horner in 20 minutes, and we want to have an opening segment before that. We got Poles position, which will be some of what Ryan Poles himself said today. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze were on a plane together. Oh, it's so exciting.
Sounds pretty good.
If they weren't flying it, I want to know why.
Rome Odunze said he was the pilot on Twitter. So we got questions. Tandy's open. We'll kick us off. Big Ant Heron is in for speaks. I'm going to ask you about a white cornerback at some point today, Anthony. As well,
we did.
Not
he was on.
Yeah, he was on. Who's your guy?
Today. Yeah, I know. But Ant's an expert on him.
I have concerns in space.
Weaknesses. White.
It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.